Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content and mental health.
And I got a review for ya.
Woo!
Yeah, review.
This one is from Abigail. It's on Spotify. And it says, I love this damn podcast. This podcast never fails to get me through my workday. I always get a good laugh. This podcast has extended my TBR. These girls make me feel like I'm a part of a book club and make me feel like I have an amazing group of friends.
Thanks, Abigail.
Thanks, Abigail.
That's so sweet.
I know. We are your friends.
Yeah, be a friend.
And this week we're telling Riley all about Games We Play by Dana Isley. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
So this is a reread for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't realize it. So I read it in 2022, but I wasn't doing like reviews then. Like I just read a book and marked it as read on Goodreads and continued on my way. But rereading it, I give it a 4.
Nice.
Okay.
Jenna. I gave it a 5-star. I loved it. I ate it up. I could not put it down. It's just, I mean, what more can you ask for? It's just a good, cutesy, smutty book.
Oh, I love that.
I gave it a 4. I've got a gamer husband. The gamers are close to my heart. I loved it. Spicy, cute, not too serious. Gamer boy.
I think all of our significant others are gamer boys, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do not consider Tyler. He plays Madden.
Zach plays like World of Warcraft and stuff.
So. On a computer,
yes. I did picture PewDiePie this entire book because this guy's like a famous streamer. And I was like, this is PewDiePie, which like, yeah, I'm into it.
Who's that?
You don't know who PewDiePie is? He's like a tall Swedish man.
How do I spell it?
PewDiePie. PewDiePie. You guys don't know who PewDiePie is?
I know who PewDiePie is.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube girly though.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Fuck off, Shelby.
You can picture whoever you want.
I will. Every main male character is Henry Cavill in my mind, so.
Just Henry Cavill, but he's a gamer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I am starting this episode. He has an interviewer at his door, and he's really not looking forward to it because he doesn't do interviews. But the only reason that he agreed to it is because she signed all the NDAs. He tugs his hood up over his forehead and makes sure his mask is in place before he opens the door. The interviewer is gorgeous, and his dick twitches a little bit.
Of course it does.
Ooh.
They always do.
She introduces herself as Quinlan, but says that he can call her Quinn. He lets her in, and she asks if he just woke up because he sounds like he's half asleep, but that's like his MO, like he's mainly known for his voice. But she's like, I go into every interview blind. I know nothing about you, so.
Oh, he's like one of those guys that's like, hey.
He just sounds like Batman.
Where is she?
Yeah. He starts the interview by showing her where he works, and she's very impressed, and it's like a gamer's wet dream. So it's like the little mood lights everywhere with computer monitors set up and like the most comfortable gaming chair.
Vibey, vibey.
She decides that she wants to do the interview in there, so he's more in his element, and then she takes off her blazer, and he notices that she is covered in tattoos. He's really surprised by this and shares that he also has some, but he doesn't show them to keep the whole identity thing a secret. She admits that she has more down her body, and he really wants to see.
But I couldn't stop thinking about her arms and legs tied to the bed, her body open and waiting for me, or maybe her on her hands and knees, a collar around that pretty petite neck, following me around like a good little girl, her mouth wrapped around my cock, that ass painted red from my toys. Sir, you just met her. She could be a giant piece of shit.
That's okay.
She's hot. It's fine.
Yeah. He said, I'll fuck anything.
She starts the interview with her typical question. Why did he get into this? And he says he did it for money. And if people want to listen to him talk while he plays his games, he's going to make money off that. He does say, though, that a lot of people pay him money to talk sexual to them because of his voice. And she says, what kind of things do you say? And he says that he gets paid to play into degradation and praise kinks. And she says that they also must have a mask kink like everyone else in the world if they want him to do it specifically, since they can't see him with his mask on.
Yeah, I feel like that would be like kind of hot.
She asks about his childhood and to start from the beginning. So he tells her that he was super poor before high school. And once he got into high school to where he could get a job, he saved up money and started his whole gaming obsession. He then went to college for computer science and states that he finally cared about how he looked in college. So he was like confident after he got good at games, because apparently he was not cute.
Oh, he was just a little nerdy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She asks if that led to the whole sexy voice gig, and he says eventually, like, his confidence had to get there. And then she asks if he gets lonely being in here by himself, only gaming, and he says that he leaves the house without a mask, so not really, like, no one can just recognize him and annoy him.
He's like a gamer Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
He is. Oh, okay. Wow.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, I like that. She asks very specifically one request that he's gotten, and he says that has to be off the record. So she turns her recorder off.
Do you want to play a game with me, Quinlan? She looked unsure of herself, but took a deep breath. Yes. Are you going to be a good girl for me tonight, Quinlan?
Wait a second. She wants to play the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was like, talk to me like that. And he was like, okay.
She says, yes, sir. And he is hot and bothered by hearing her say that. And he's like, I wonder how far I could take this with this girl right now.
All the way.
He grabs her hair and lifts her face up to his. She laughs and tells him this is more than just a couple phrases, and then asks if he's going to take the mask off. He lets her go and says that he's not going to take it off. She tells him to get behind the computer screen since she can't see him. He then grips her throat and tells her that she doesn't make demands. She has to sit down, shut up, and do as she's told. She's about to say a snarky remark, and he cuts her off.
Okay, obviously, she's super into it, but what if she was like, wait, what's happening? Like,
he probably would have stopped.
I think he would have stopped.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%. But, like, kind of embarrassing.
Oh, she started it, though. Also, like, very ballsy of him.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be like, okay. No, Quinlan, this is how it's going to go. You're going to give me your consent to do this. One night with me, Q, I continued. You're going to choose a safe word, and then I'm going to use your body in every way imaginable. I'm going to take my time with you. I'm going to own it. I'm going to push you past your limits, and you will beg me for more. And I'm going to punish that tight little cunt of yours until you can't think of anything else but me. Do you understand? Yes, daddy!
I would have no reason to trust this man. I'd be like, never mind, I gotta go.
Yeah.
My mom's calling. I have to be home for dinner.
Yeah, I'd be like, I peed. Also, sorry. Oops, I peed. Dang it. I'm scared.
She's braver than all of us are, and she says, yes, sir, and verbally gives her consent. He tells her that they're gonna follow the red, yellow, green play codes, and that he will stop anytime she says red. He leads her to the bathroom and says that they both need a shower to begin their night. He watches her undress and thinks to himself that she's gonna be the death of him, and then he leaves her to shower. After his own shower, he stays in a t-shirt so she can see a bit more of him, including some of his tattoos. Obviously, the mask stays on, and she walks back into his gaming dining room wearing only a towel. She admits that she wasn't sure if she was supposed to redress herself, so she just drops the towel.
My cock was instantly pressing against the zipper of my jeans, begging to be released. My eyes scanned across the few tattoos she had on her calves, and then the one that circled from the top of her thigh up onto her hip. Her pussy was smooth, and I could already see it glistening from here, ready for me.
Oh my goodness. This woman is on the clock.
Uh-huh.
She is. She said, I'm gonna be getting paid to fuck.
Business or pleasure who? Why not both? Yeah.
He then tells her to get on her hands and knees and crawl to him. And if she doesn't, she's gonna get punished, but not the enjoyable kind.
Now fucking crawl to me like the dog you are.
That would be my breaking point. I would say, no, no, no. Yeah. No.
You're the fucking dog.
I'm not a dog. I'm a woman.
No, I bark.
Okay. Start growling.
She does as she's told and crawls to him and then settles into his legs. He presses two fingers into her mouth and she opens up for him as he tests her gag reflex.
He's like, ugh.
I would be fucking her tight little throat tonight, whether she could handle it or not. I hope she couldn't. I wanted to see her lipstick smeared across her face and my dick, her tears and mascara rolling over her cheeks. Oh God, the sound she would make as I forced her to take me to the hilt.
No.
I do be doing that.
Do you? You're a champ.
She enforces the Gluck Gluck 3000.
My gag reflex is so bad. I get like halfway and I'm like,
Same. I can just like gag and gag and gag and nothing comes out, so.
You will not vom?
No. There's been a few times where I'm like, I'm like, we gotta chill.
You're a trooper. Good for Andrew.
I do be gagging.
Yo.
Sorry.
You do be.
She coughs and gags and he tells her that she's a good dog. Then he asks if she's wet for him and to show him. So she opens her legs and he lightly trails his fingers down to her vagina before realizing that she really is hella soaked. He tells her not to take her eyes off of him as he starts to finger her and play with her. And then he tells her that if she wants to come, she needs to beg. So she begs and asks if she can come.
Of course you can, my sweet little slut. Come for me, I said. My sweet little slut.
Aw, nice.
Endearing.
She comes on his hand and when she's finished, he makes her clean the mess up. But she tries to defy him and he slaps her with the hand that he used to get her off. So she's like, I'm not doing that. And he's like...
That part, I literally like was... I was shook.
Her juice is on her face.
And you just straight she up smacked listened. Her across the should've face. Like
I feel like that would hurt a little more with like a wet hand.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Hurts the old pride.
She's furious, but still looks hot. So he tells her that only good girls get orgasms. Bad ones get punished. So maybe she needs to be punished. So she ends up cleaning his hand like he asks and then tells him what's next. She tries to touch him, but he tells her that he never said she could touch. And her only means of getting around the house from now on will be to crawl around like a dog. And she says, yes, sir.
Woof, woof.
Walking like a dog.
This part, I was just like, oh my God. He makes her sit next to the couch to gather some blankets and pillows to make her a dog bed next to his computer. And then he grabs a collar and a leash and some of the toys that he uses and makes her crawl to him so he could put the collar on her. He tells her that he has work to do, so get comfortable on her dog bed.
Oh my God.
She's listening. It sits there like a good girl and nuzzles his leg and he loves it.
This is giving me like Minx vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a dog instead of a cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
As he's streaming, she takes like a little snooze, it says. She's like a little power nap.
What the fuck? Her legs are like twitching.
She's like, ooh. How do you sleep in a moment like that?
I don't know.
She's a little puppy dog.
Very relaxed.
And then after a while, she wakes up and runs her hands up his thighs and across his jeans, unbuttoning them. He tells the stream that he's going to do a little NSFW scenario instead of reading requests. And then she grabs his dick. He does a play-by-play to the stream of exactly what Quinn is doing as she pleases him and sucks his dick.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Naughty.
Innovative. Never been done before.
No.
Probably has, honestly.
Probably.
There's a whole app for that.
Oh, that's true.
What, like OnlyFans?
Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What?
Quinn. It's audio erotica.
Yeah.
Oh, I've literally never heard of that.
It's not for me. I tried and I said, I got the ick.
Do you just hear like,
Yeah, you like, they like, do you like the makeout noises and stuff? I can't.
It's basically like what he was doing.
You just listen to people fuck?
It's only one person making all the sound effects.
Like, what if they are fucking? Do they do like the...
Yeah.
I have to try now.
Just try a teaser.
Some people like the audio erotica. I do not.
That's fair. To each their own.
Also, you have to pay for it, so it's not worth it.
Is there like a free trial?
You could do like a 7-day or whatever free trial. And I listened to 2 minutes and I said, no.
Not for me. This episode is not sponsored by Quinn.
No, I'm sorry, Quinn.
Don't even reach out to us.
Unless you want to.
No, you should. You should. He stops her before he can finish and he grabs his dick to slap her tongue.
Keep doing that, baby. I'm going to finish in your mouth and you're going to swallow every last drop. I want you to use that smart fucking mouth to milk me for all I'm worth. Moo, baby.
So she continues to suck his dick until he starts begging her to let him finish. And he's never begged someone before. He finishes in her mouth, signs off the stream, and then he hoists her up and kisses her. When they break apart, she says, "Hi, Jack." His name is Jack. He takes her collar and her leash off and hoists her up, telling her that they're going to go for a swim. They go outside to his pool and he asks if she can swim and she's like, yeah, and then he just throws her in.
Jesus.
He gets naked and hops in after her and they cuddle on the bench and they talk about their lives a little bit more. And then she goes back to her interview questions, just talking about his parents while they're naked. And then she admits that she liked what they did earlier a lot, like a lot, a lot.
He carries her out of the pool and brings her to his bedroom, turning on his red LEDs.
More LEDs? How cliche, she said, a little breathlessly before crashing into my mouth again. The head of my dick was barely touching her hot center, driving me fucking insane. I couldn't wait to sink into her and feel her clutch around me. Would you like your reward for being a good girl earlier? I asked as I sat her down on my bed. She leaned back on her elbows and put one foot up on the bed, spreading her pussy open for me. I felt a growl roll through my chest. I was going to fucking devour her. Yes, please. That coy little smile was doing serious things to both my dick and my heart. If I didn't know any better, I was developing a little crush on the wild thing in front of me.
How could you not? He asks if she remembers her safe words, and she says yes, and tells him to give her his worst. And he says, oh, baby, this is your reward, not your punishment. I'll give you my best.
How kind.
Oh.
He cuffs her hands to his headboard and then her ankles to the footboard. She starts having this little panic attack, but he reassures her that she's safe and he's going to make her see God.
Are you gonna kill me? I reached out and took one of her nipples, rolling it between my finger and thumb before pinching it so hard she yelped and arched her back off the bed. I pulled on it until her heavy breast pulled up and away from her chest and then let it go and watched as her breast bounced back against her. He's like, wow, look at your boob. Her hips moved and tried to get closer to me, wanting something to grind on. I was sure she was throbbing by now. I gave the other nipple the same attention and watched her writhe beneath me. Anytime they say they like pinch their nipples like that, I'm picturing just like somebody flicking a booger.
Yeah, probably the same motion. He goes to his game room and grabs his headset. He puts them on her and then a blindfold and tells her they're doing sensory deprivation. So she's absolutely not going to be able to see or hear anything.
I can't do that. No. Who does this pussy belong to? I asked, cupping her drenched cunt and slipping two fingers in. Well, hooking them to find that special little spot and pressing on it. She cried out and lifted her hips off the bed to meet the pressure I was giving her. Whose fucking pussy is this? I asked again. She has headphones on, bitch.
She's like, I don't know. I can't hear you. What did you say?
What did you say?
What do I want for lunch?
Pulling my fingers out and pushing back in, hooking up for a second time. Yours, she cried out, trying to grind her clit against the heel of my hand. It's yours, please, she begged. It's yours. Good girl, baby. Lie back and enjoy your reward. Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He grabs a vibrator from his nightstand and crawls between her spread legs and licks on either side of her vagina, which was such a weird thing to do. It's like the crease of her thigh. He's just like...
Using my thumbs, I spread her open before me and then licked her from the bottom of her sweet little pussy all the way up to her clit before sucking it into my mouth. She gasped and pushed against my mouth. I hooked my arms under her legs and around her hips, pinning her to my face as I feasted on her like she was my last meal on earth. "You taste so fucking sweet, baby," I said as I licked my lips, not wanting to miss a single drop of her. I sucked her clit back into my mouth, teasing it with my teeth and tongue. I set up a rhythm, working her up to her second orgasm of the evening. Her breaths were fast and short, and every little moan that escaped her lips was music to my ears. I grind my own hips into the mattress, trying to relieve some of my own need.
Oh my goodness. It's getting spicy. She comes on his mouth and she's like, "Okay, I saw God, you are right." And he thinks to himself, how cute, she thinks we're done. He starts to use the wand on her nipples as he puts two fingers inside of her.
She was so wet that she was dripping onto the bed, and I was a little regretful that it was on the bed and not in my mouth. I moved slowly in and out of her while I moved the wand down her stomach and around her hips. I settled it lightly on her clit and she groaned deep in her throat. "Did you just growl at me, princess?"
Oh, princess.
I tisked and pressed the buttons a couple of times to turn it on high. I pushed it harder against her and she really let out a scream then. I groaned, drinking in her sounds. I moved my fingers in and out at a steady, slow rhythm, hooking them inside her and massaging while I assaulted her clit with the vibrator.
Assaulted?
I feel like, ow.
She comes, but he doesn't let up, keeping the vibrator pressed to her clit and fingering her, and she's begging him to stop. But he just adds another finger since she's not using her safe word.
"Use your safe word, bitch."
She doesn't want to.
"Jack," she screamed as she came again, squirting and clenching around me so tightly I couldn't do anything but ride it out with her. I turned off the wand, not wanting it to become too painful, and slowly pulled my fingers from her now very tired cunt. My ego fucking soared at the sight of her soaking my bed. I did that.
Yeah, you did.
Saw you, boo. Saw you.
"Told you you'd see God," I said out loud to myself. I leaned over her red and swollen pussy, and she jumped when she felt my cool breath on her sex. I pressed the flat of my tongue across her engorged clit and then sucked it gently into my mouth. I lazily licked inside her, down to her ass, and nibbled on her outer lips. I sucked her into my mouth one more time, causing her to nearly jump out of her skin before positioning myself over her. My dick was dripping, and I was so hot and ready for her, but it wasn't my turn yet.
Oh my god, I feel like I'd be like, "You can't touch me anymore.
I'm done."
Red. Yes, I feel like I would flinch anytime he would like touch my pussy.
Mm-hmm. It'd be so sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
I would be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Also nibbled? No.
He nibbled. I'm just picturing like a dog when they do that little nibbling
thing. Corn cob?
Yeah.
He removes her bindings and she apologizes for squirting all over his sheets.
"I'm sorry I squirted." "I should be thanking you for the compliment. There's nothing hotter than knowing I made you so satisfied you left a puddle on my sheets."
True. He cleans her off and orders them a pizza. As he waits, he checks his emails, but he can't get rid of his boner. He goes back to the room and she's fast asleep, so he cuddles her for a little bit until the pizza arrives. She wakes up and tells him she's never come with a guy before. She usually just fakes it. He's shocked and sets an alarm for 30 minutes so he can take a little snooze with Quinlan. After pizza, he asks her to come with him to meet up with his friends at a nightclub that he owns, and she says okay. He showers and brings her to her apartment to freshen up. While she's in the shower, he goes to her closet and picks out her outfit for the night.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're moving
fast. Is his mask still on?
No, he took it off the first time that he kissed her.
Oh, we just glossed over that, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. This whole time I thought his mask was on.
His mask gets taken off and he's beautiful, I think.
Yeah, sexy.
She comes out and immediately drops her towel walking towards him, and he says to get dressed before he fucks her so hard she wakes up her neighbors. She goes
goes to grab a bra and underwear, and he says she can pick a bra, but she is not to wear underwear tonight. She rolls her eyes, but doesn't grab any, and she puts on her dress. He tells her she's going to be the hottest person at the club tonight, and kneels down to put her heels on, kissing up her thigh as he does so.
Oh.
And she tells him not to start something he can't finish.
Do you like seeing me on my knees for you, pet? Did you like it when my cock was in your mouth and I was begging you for it? Do you like that you can make me weak?
They get to the club, and he brings her up to VIP. They're running a little late since he had to pull over to finger her on the way over. Priorities. She meets his best friend, Wes, who's like, damn, she's hot. And he gets, like, irritated about this. He's like, don't say that. She's mine. And Wes introduces Quinn to the rest of the gang, Greg, Owen, and Hudson. They all drink and talk, and Jack gets pulled away to handle some business in his office, and he tells the guys to watch after her while he's gone. She wants to dance, so Wes and Hudson go with her while Greg and Owen watch them to make sure nothing bad happens, since Jack will literally kill anyone who lets something happen to her.
That's his woman.
Suddenly, she's knocked over, and her dress is up at her hips, exposing her whole ass and puss.
What?
Yeah, she gets knocked down. She's not wearing underwear. Her dress goes up. Some bro is the one who did it, so Wes is like, what the fuck, man? And the guy's like, she's just some slut not wearing panties. She was asking for it.
How do you know?
Rude.
Hudson gets her off the dance floor while Wes is being backed up by Owen and Greg. And now the guy's like, oh, fuck, and tries to say that he was just messing around, but it's too late. Wes punches him, knocking him out cold. Jack comes out and grabs the douchebag guy off the ground and pushes him back down, asking if he saw her bare pussy. And the guy's like, no, I swear. And Jack is like, I think you're lying. The club gets shut down. Jack kicks Chad. And that's his actual name. This guy's name is Chad.
Ew.
What a Chad.
Yeah.
Fuck a Chad.
Jack kicks Chad in the ribs and says he's banned for life. He goes to the office where Hudson is with Quinn to go check on her. Hudson pulls him aside and is like, you care about this girl. Why don't you try dating for a change? But Jack just brushes him off and says he's taking her home.
Jack got into the room and made sure his princess was doing okay, and she was hot and bothered because he fought for her. They were both simultaneously fingering her pussy, like his finger was in her and her finger was in her. And then she asked him to finally fuck her.
Put me inside of you, princess. Sorry.
Princess.
Princess.
Good morning, princess.
Hey, princess.
Oh, princess. I demanded, ride my cock like the good little girl you are. And when I finally let you come, I want you to scream my name so loudly everyone in this club hears you. Do you understand me? Yes, I do, prince.
She literally hovers over his dick and then, like, impales herself on him. She just plops down.
She needed it.
They're bumping uglies, and they're both having the best sex ever.
Ugly? Oh, I hate that.
I didn't want to be like, they are having coitus.
They are having sexual intercourse.
He's dirty talking her and getting her off with the image of him breaking Chad's ribs and punching him for touching what's his. So he's like, yeah, you like when I kicked him when he was down? And she's like, oh, yeah. And she's begging for him to let her come.
God, you sound pathetic. My sweet little slut. Mind to use how I see fit.
I would cry.
I would. If my husband said, God, you sound pathetic, I'd be like, oh my God, get out of me. Vacate my puss.
He's smacking her ass and tells her no one will touch her ever again. She orgasmed, screaming his name. And then when she came down from that orgasm, he grabbed her cum, spread it over her brown eye, and started finger popping her asshole.
Nice.
Jenna!
I was getting creative, sorry.
Jenna always has some fun creative ways to paint the picture.
Meanwhile, his dick is still in her pussy, and he's getting so worked up, he told her, okay, now it's my turn. I'm gonna fuck you and come on you to make you mine, like marking his territory.
Who's the dog now? When you come around my cock again, I want everyone in this building to hear you. I want every single one of them to know you are mine. Do you understand?
And she says, yes, daddy. He comes inside of her. Then he asks if she was on the pill. He's like, wait, you're on birth control, right? That happened to me before. And I was like, yeah, but I in fact was not. And I had to get plan B the next day.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah. I mean, you kept the moment. Just a chill, cool vibe.
It was very awkward. I was like, yeah, so I'm going to go. See ya.
Do you have $50?
For gas, right?
There's nothing like a plan B and a Red Bull for breakfast, you know?
Delicious. Breakfast of champions. Her ass was still in the air and she was completely bare to him. And then he literally said, "What it up?" and smacked her pussy so hard.
No.
Why do they always gotta do that?
I'm not down for the pussy smacking.
No.
I'm not down for it. Don't smack it.
Her punishment for letting Chad touch her and seeing her pussy when she fell was that she had to sit the whole car ride home with his cum inside of her.
That wasn't even her fault.
Yeah. I know. He said, "You let a man push you, idiot."
Pathetic.
On their car ride home, Jack asked about her becoming an author, and she admitted she's terrified of it, even though it's a goal for her, and she doesn't have thick skin at all. The summer after her senior year, she even tried to commit suicide.
It just gets deep all of a sudden.
It's not funny.
You just go from pussy smacking to
suicide.
That's where the book went. She wanted to off herself, all because her family put so much pressure on her to be perfect. Perfect grades, perfect body, perfect education. And when she got rejected from Yale, her parents looked at her with so much disgust. And then she got the rejection letter from Harvard and she decided, yep, I'm gonna kill myself.
Jenna, the I'm way so you're presenting it is
so nonchalant.
Yep, I'm gonna kill myself.
Just a casual Tuesday, I don't know.
Oh, God.
She took the letter opener and slit her wrist straight down the length of her forearm.
Riley is red as a tomato right now.
This is not funny. This isn't funny at all.
It just came out of left field.
Her parents found her a couple minutes later, and she was institutionalized to get the treatment she needed. Jack was literally sick to his stomach hearing this because he was so close to not having her in his life, and he felt so sad for her that she felt this way about herself at that time. They get to his house, and he's trying to hype himself up to tell her that he wants more than one night with her, but in the end, he chickens out, and she gets out of the car and goes into the house to shower.
Pussy.
They end up showering together, and he gave her the 8th orgasm of the night. She fell asleep with herself wrapped around him. He checked his phone when she was asleep, and every single one of his friends texted him, basically saying, "If you let her leave tomorrow, you're literally the biggest idiot ever." And all of his friends love her, and one even threatened to steal her from him, and that made him really angry. And he's like, "Fuck, I really do like her."
Why?
They had great sex.
Yeah, soulmates.
Great sex, and he knows her history now.
That's all you need.
That's it.
They wake up in the morning and start getting down and dirty with each other, and he finally told her that he didn't want this to end after the morning, that they could possibly extend their game longer, and she's like, "Are you asking me out?" And he said, "Yes." He was so relieved and ecstatic when she said, "Took you long enough." They get back to bed, and he woke up in his room alone. He started panicking and his mind going to like the worst case scenario. Did she just use him for the night, trying to get an expose on him for work? But then finally he saw a note that was left on her side of the bed. It was a cutesy note saying, "At work till 5, text me, Joker," with her phone number, and all of his panic went away.
Oh, that's his lady.
Can you just imagine, like, leaving the next day, like, wow, what a crazy day at work.
I know.
You can't even sit down.
She needs a frozen bag of peas.
Yeah, her poor puss.
She has to use one of those standing desks.
It's a year later, and 6 months ago, she moved into the house with him. He asked her if she wanted to play another game with him, only this one is a little bit more permanent. Then he got on a knee and asked her to marry him, and she said yes.
Oh my God.
The end.
Cute. What a love story.
Yeah.
It was so fun and entertaining. I was reading
it. It was very fun.
Like, just a cutesy, fun little story.
No third act breakup. No
love
drama.
It. Love it. We love that.
Love when it's just smooth sailing the entire time.
Lots of sex.
Yeah.
A quick little break for some suey, but then yeah, gloss right past that. Sorry I laughed, everyone.
She was just shocked.
It just shocked me.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I give this one 4.75.
Yes. Oh.
I think I'm going to read it.
Do it.
You should.
Do it. Do it.
It just got taken off of Kindle Unlimited, so go buy it.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Buy it. It's a really fun book.
And do you think Jack is sexy?
He sounds sexy.
He does.
I could withhold from the dog stuff, but besides that, sign me up.
Yeah. Don't call me a dog or pathetic.
Don't cry. Don't call me pathetic. That's my red. And would you trade places with Quinn?
Sure.
Easy one fun night.
She's rich now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got money.
Well, next week, we're telling Riley all about Theirs for the Night by Katie Robert, and we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
On the cover, we have a little... Is that a martini glass?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
We have a little martini glass with a little drink in it. I think a girl, a gal, our female main character, is going to go to a bar, a nightclub of some sort, an upscale one. She's going to go... Oh, no. She's going to bump into this guy. And then they start making out. Oh, no. And then he's like, this is my friend. And then she makes out with that guy. They start canoodling, all of them. And then somehow they have to leave because something's happening. And she's theirs for the night.
Perfect.
How'd I do?
We don't even need to read the book.
Yeah, that was the episode. All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten for early access ad-free episodes. And at the second tier, you have access to a podcast of unfortunate events where Riley and I will be doing a deep dive into a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket.
Woo!
Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.